This is Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield. My name is Pepin Middlehauser. Today, reading you a short essay from the Maine Natural History Observer, titled Cold Beauty of the Marsh and Pipits, by Lewis Holmes, Scarborough, Cumberland County, January 11th, 2022. It is early January, and I arrive at the marsh full of excitement for the new year, expectations tempered by the bitter cold. The frozen parking lot is empty. I bundle against the chill, outer jacket up over the neck warmer, layer on my camera and binocular straps, and grip tight my savior hand warmers. The copse of woods along the road and parking lot is unexpectedly full of sunlight and birds. Noisy house sparrows call from the edge of the tangle of shrubs and vines, while striped song sparrows forage below. Four red-winged blackbirds, the heralds of summer marshes where heat, sweat, and mosquitoes dominate, are perched high in the aspen. I watch them for a moment as they rock in the wind, their jaunty red and yellow epaulets tucked in tight against the cold, just colored lines against the uniform black plumage. A flock of waxwings fly in and move about briefly on the edge of the woods. Their colors are muted by angle and light, but the clean lines of the plumage and facial masks and the elegant crests are unmistakable. The trail is crunchy snow and firm ice. The trick is to stay on the former. The stunted fruit trees and shrubs that line the way are bare and gray. The marsh rolls out to my right and left, the surface a mixture of thick chunks of river ice, stranded by high tides, hardened patches of snow, and faded broken tan grasses. The tide is still pretty high, and the first flock of golden eyes take off with my approach, white wing bars flashing as they lift over the marsh. Hooded mergansers remain, females with brown fluffed crests, and one male with his trademark outrageous black and white display. They move quietly along the far bank towards the wider river before the bridge. I press on, aware of the cold limited time. I watch the various ducks and passing gulls, scan the marsh for more life without success. The current is stronger under the bridge, and the water is slushy with ice along the edges. Not a soul to be seen on the trail, only frozen footprints from the warmer yesterday. I keep walking and pick up movement in the grasses along the trail. The birds are hard to see clearly, darting between tufts of grass, one moving deep into a low shrub. Finally, I can see the pale colors and stripes of one savanna sparrow, then another. Darker song sparrows show up as well as they greedily hope for northern visitors such as snow buntings and horned larks. After a few minutes, they all vanish into the marsh. The river curves back toward the trail, the cold water bright with the reflection of the low sun. There are memories here of the swallows and egrets of summer, the frenzied motion of feeding birds, and noisy young perched in the low trees along the trail. Reminiscing of warmer walks, I am startled by the call of a pipit as it flushes out from the rocks on my right. It perches for a moment on a larger rock, tail pumping. I study it quickly, gray-brown back with finely etched markings on its wings, pale face. It flies off again across the trail and out of sight into the mostly dry channel. Now alert and engaged, I look and listen for its return, and am happy to actually find a couple more in the rocks. They move maddeningly low and fast from one sheltered spot to another, allowing just brief glimpses, a quick photo on some snow, the white edges on the dark tail, another piece of identification. Satisfied with the sightings, I walk on a little further and watch the mostly hidden savanna and song sparrows. Chilled, my camera battery almost expired with cold, I turn back toward the warmth of the car just as a pair of common mergansers drop into the river. Less common here, I admire their more formal attire and distinctive bulk relative to their saltwater-loving kin. The pipits call and fly about, finally allowing a closer look, something I never managed to have last year. Golden eyes again flee at my approach. I marvel at the hooded mergansers, enjoy the ever-present song sparrows. Back to the parking lot, hand function only maintained by the blessed hand warmers. The woods are empty now, except for house sparrows and jays. The blue jays make the most of their opportunity, calling and displaying, the last one landing close by in a low sapling. It looks left and right to maximize my enjoyment of its beautiful face and crest, then noisily follows the rest of its clan. That was Cold Beauty of the Marsh and Pipits, a short essay by Lewis Holmes from the Maine Natural History Observer, read for you by Pepin Middlehauser on Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield.